All right, to the regular agenda, item 447, please.
Vacate portions of Southwest Hall Street, Southwest Lincoln Street, Southwest Grant Street, and Southwest Sherman Street at Southwest NATO Parkway, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I will turn it over to staff for presentation.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Carl Arruda, right-of-way agent with the Bureau of Transportation. This is a street vacation ordinance currently before you, which was initiated by PBOT in cooperation with the Oregon Department of Transportation. PBOT and ODOT own several parcels of land along Southwest NATO Parkway in downtown just north of I-405. This land was previously used as a portion of the Harbor Drive Highway, which is also Highway 99. And as you may recall or know, that highway was the highway that was removed to allow for the creation of Waterfront Park and other redevelopment. And so this is part of the route of where that highway previously traveled. So several years ago, PBOT determined that these portions of Hall, Lincoln, Grant, and Sherman Streets had not been vacated as previously was thought. So they are still public rights of way. And PBOT and ODOT own the land in between the street areas. And they are no longer needed for street purposes, and so vacation of these streets will allow for future development projects.
While you're on that slide, though, it looks like on the Lincoln Street one, it's over the street. Is that not?
Yes, so that is actually the orange line, light rail. And so on most of that Lincoln Street area for vacation, there's already an agreement with TriMet to transfer most of that piece of Lincoln Street and a little piece of the area north to TriMet. That was an agreement between the city and TriMet back when everyone thought that had already been vacated. So that piece will be deeded to TriMet because TriMet wanted to own that land underneath their structure there.
Thank you.
And then the piece of Hall Street will revert wholly to ODOT because they own the land immediately north and south of that little piece of Hall Street. And then the pieces of Grant and Sherman will revert to joint ownership of ODOT and PBOT. PBOT has no specific plans for Grant and Sherman right now. As I said, most of that Lincoln Street area will go to TriMet. As part of the process, in addition to working with ODOT on this, we contacted the usual city bureaus and outside agencies and utilities for comments. PBOT development review folks asked for walkway easements along Lincoln Street and Grant Street, and those have already been reserved, and so those will maintain pedestrian connectivity in case the land is ever sold or transferred. Along Grant and Sherman Street, there are sewer lines, and so BES asked for sewer easement reservations in those areas, and again, those have already been reserved. So as part of this process, those documents were already negotiated, signed, and recorded jointly between the city and ODOT with input with the city attorney and the attorney general's office. And so since ODOT was involved, everyone thought it was better to get those documents negotiated and completed in advance. The one last little thing is that after this is done, PBOT will issue a permit to TriMet for a storm drain under the orange line structure there that they constructed to facilitate stormwater drainage. And so after that is transferred, some of it will still be on city-owned land, and so they will get a permit. So there's a few photos here. So this is the Hall Street area, and so there's not much street access through there right now. It's mainly a little valley sort of between NATO and Harrison Street there. Lincoln Street, again, as I said, most of it is the Orange Line structure there. And then Grant Street down here. The piece that we're vacating is the undeveloped grassy and dirt area. The street vacation ends before you get to the paved street and the cul-de-sac. That will remain as public street. And then the Sherman Street piece, again, it's a grassy, gravelly area that is no longer having any transportation uses. And I'll be happy to take any questions.
So I have a couple of questions. I think I was on council when we passed Ordinance 184517, but can you remind me, Carla, are we going to pull up the... Can you remind me, was the proposed transfer of property in consideration for the city's local match?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
You need to put the photo up there.
Okay. Or turn it off so we can see you.
Oh, should I close out this, Carl? Is that what you...
Yeah, we'll bring it back to you now.
Is the slide you're trying to see?
No. No, just the screen was black. It was dark. There we go. So was the intent here to serve these properties were to serve as the city's partially to serve as the city's match for that for the Orange
Part of the match, right? Yeah. So the value of the deeded land was, I think, included in the city's match, the city's contribution to the Orange Line project.
So that much I get. To what extent did we reserve any continuing role in terms of how the land is developed?
You mean outside of the Orange Line?
Process? The in-kind portion, I'm guessing, is as much a formality as it is an artifice. So we've done that, but the land, if it's to be developed, how do we ensure that any future development is consistent with what the city jointly with ODOT believes is in the best interest for that neighborhood?
Right. Well, before anything happens with the land, it would go through the city's administrative surplus process rules of whether it would be transferred, to another city bureau or ODOT or a private owner. And I don't think there are no specific plans for any of the land.
I don't see anything in the ordinance which suggests it goes to our surplus property designation. It just seems like we're vacating property because we are, in a sense, transferring this property to ODOT.
Well, the Lincoln Street piece would be going to TriMet, and then the other pieces of land are land that we thought had been vacated and has not been vacated, and so the Hall piece is the one piece that would be going, to our understanding, solely to ODOT, because they happen to own the land immediately north and south of Hall Street up there. The other pieces would be jointly owned. So anything that happens with the remnants of Grant and Sherman Street will be a conversation between the city and ODOT and their surplus processes.
I see. And have any of our partners stated their intent for how they may develop or dispose of any of these properties?
No. The only interest that we've had relating to that is from the international school, which I think they submitted some written testimony, and they may be here to offer public comments also. But they have mentioned to PBOT several times that they would be interested in purchasing some of the vacant land next to their school property. But other than that, I don't know of any current interest from other bureaus or agencies.
Okay, thank you. Very good.
Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we've had two people sign up.
Very good.
Catherine Simmons and Veronica Bernier.
Good morning, campers. It's about time for the Rose Festival to launch again. I just love this time of the year.
I'm sorry, would you mind just stating your name for the record, please?
Oh, you certainly may.
Thank you.
Let me put this down. Okay. Hi, I'm Veronica Bernier from Portland State University Public Health and Safety, graduate 2005, and a dedicated MICU nurse, retired, but not shy, and into the inclusionary body of the whole Portland, even as we speak. I want to bring up to you something interesting. When I came on here with former Mayor Vera Katz, an echo of the Save the Trees Foundation said this about that. We need to save the trees, number one, Dan Saltzman says, call before you cut. And I said, because I like hanging out at Starbucks, call before you cut, but also let's keep the West End soft as it comes to mind. Soften the approach, soften traffic, and a little less concrete and steel. Because of that, I know the roads, how people come in. We've watched traffic, 6th Avenue Suites Hotel, way over in the distance there. We watch that traffic pattern all the time. But I wanted to show you something, this. This is a bingo. Bingo's got it. You know, this is Friendly House's response to all that we're talking about. They put the bingo on the map. Bingo means that Friendly House will be there watching, too. And I'm speaking as a person from Friendly House. We need to stay friendly and keep our borders open and affirming. And I think we need to really, really, really slow down on progress here. Help the people that are homeless right now. That's our biggest issue. Building, yes, we are pro-building, but we cannot stop. Now, the last thing I have to say about this is St. Mary's. The lady wrote me a note. That's Sister Gail Berkey Kingsley. She's from a Catholic church. The Catholic church is pro-growth. They're also for the youth that just came up here. Very, very pro-girl growth. At a CYO dinner, a spaghetti dinner recently, they all voted to respect our mayor and his progress. And Commissioner Saltzman was given kudos, and Commissioner Nick Fish for supporting the young girls. Girl Scouts Amanda Fritz was given kudos, and also they couldn't remember how to spell Chloe's name, but I can't either. I'm kidding, Chloe. You're over there, not smiling. But I know how to spell it. I just need glasses. When you need glasses to see, I can spell pretty well. I think it's an interesting name, and I support that too. This is a filibuster. Keep those gates open. The world's safe for democracy. Okay, and we're still there pitching it as Red Cross Dats, DATS. If something happens, we'll be there before you get there. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're listening.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Simons, and I speak to you on behalf of the International School as both a senior administrator and as a parent of three students. Joining me is our head of school, Robert Woods.
Morning.
The International School is an independent school whose campus is located completely within the affected area boundary between Southwest Carruthers, Southwest Grant, and Nito Streets. You can see Exhibit A. We have a current enrollment of approximately 420 preschool and elementary students, ages 3 through 11. Our mission is to foster global citizens. We offer an international baccalaureate approach and full language immersion programs in Chinese, Spanish, and Japanese. We were founded in 1990, and our campus has been in the current location for 26 years, since 1992. As a result of our time in this area, we have the distinction of being the owner of the largest assemblage of privately owned parcels of land between Southwest Carruthers and Southwest Grant. We as a school are not opposed to this proposed street vacation to consolidate city and ODOT property. However, we do request that we are part of the conversation moving forward. Any change in land use will have a direct impact upon our school community. On a daily basis, 420 students travel both to and from campus for morning drop-off and afternoon dismissal periods. Our young students are outside daily as they move between buildings and play on playgrounds directly adjacent to the consolidation areas. Keeping the safety, traffic impacts, and overall well-being of our school children in mind, we therefore request to have a voice in land use planning and decisions that are adjacent to our campus. We would also like to publicly express our interest in having the right to purchase surplus land within the affected area boundary, especially those parcels that are adjacent to our school's property. We have long taken stewardship over those land parcels. In 2009, we obtained a permit to occupy or perform operations upon a state highway on the ODOT parcels. In 2016, we entered into a partnership with Friends of River Place in accordance with a PBOT adopted a landscape agreement that includes the entire affected area and beyond, as well as an ODOT adopt a highway agreement in 2017. We perform landscaping, cleanup, and safety reporting activities on those parcels multiple times a week. We have been active caretakers of those parcels and therefore request the first right to purchase any surplus land adjacent to our privately owned parcels if or when they become available through the city's surplus process. Finally, we wish to request that the City of Portland review its policies of notification for the Planning and Sustainability Commission hearings and notifications to the private property owners surrounding city-initiated street vacations. Our school believes that global citizenship begins at home. We desire to be good partners and neighbors within the city and share your vision for a Portland that supports long-term sustainability and fosters well-being and happiness for all of its residents. We look forward to collaborating with you to help meet our shared goals. Thank you for your time.
Very good. Thank you for being here. And I think your request with regard to being in the loop is a very reasonable one as the immediate commercial abutter. I did have one question that your testimony raised. Did the Planning and Sustainability Commission not notify the international school? You said there we needed to do something differently around notifications. I'm wondering if you could give me one more sentence or two on that.
Apparently, they sent us a notice quite recently. I don't know what the letter is. You might have it. And then we had apparently sent some sort of notice in 2016, but we do not have record of receipt of that notice.
Okay. Very good. Yes.
If I can answer that question, D. Walker, right-of-way acquisition. So I oversee the street vacation program, and pursuant to our city policy and practice, state statute requires us to do notifications for city council hearing, but not Planning and Sustainability Commission hearings. I've recently reached out and talked to Planning Commission at one of our last meetings and have talked to them based on her comment. I have talked to them about the possibility of doing notifications for the Planning and Sustainability Commission hearing as well. So I'm actually setting up a meeting with Sandra and Julie Aachen to kind of talk about how that would work and what it would look like and who would send out notifications. So it's something that I'm looking into.
Great. I appreciate that. Commissioner Fritz?
Don't you send out notices to the Neighborhood Association before the Planning Commission hearing?
We send out, in our process up front, when we do the formal notification, when we send out to other bureaus, it also goes out to the Neighborhood Association, the District Coalition, and any business association in that area as well. So, yes, they all get upfront notices right away. Under city-initiated, because the petition phase for collecting neighborhood signatures is bypassed, we do notifications at the end of the process for when the city council hearing is. So even though we go to Planning Commission, we don't do notifications twice. So that's what we're looking into is should we and would it be good to do notifications twice to the people in the affected area once upon Planning Commission hearing, and then again we would do it again for city council. We always have to do city council because that's state-driven. But the Planning Commission, we could do also.
Right. My preference would be that even though you don't need signatures if everything around is city-owned, that you do the same notification to the nearby property owners that you do if it was the if it was a private property owner.
Right. So if we add notifications for the Planning Commission hearing, Planning and Sustainability Commission hearing, that would give them notification a lot sooner.
Right. Thank you. So.
Right. Yeah, and thank you for doing that, and thank you for raising the issue. The last thing we want to do is have 450 families freaking out, thinking something's amiss and that they're not included in it. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate your bringing that to our attention as well.
And then I assume in answer to the other question that the if it was declared surplus, that it would follow the city's surplus property regulations as far as who gets offered, which first, I don't believe that there's anything in there that gives any particular party a right of first refusal other than government entities, because part of that is getting highest and best value for whichever entity owns it. But certainly you would get notification of that, I would assume.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Colleagues, anything more before I move this? Very good. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.